Ikaro, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. As a first question, I guess we should just get it out the way. Who were the main winners of the night, in your opinion?
I think the winners of the night were a lot of courses. And I think the fact that a lot of people are not commenting on their favorite dresses, but on their favorite clothes, is pointing to a very, very important shift in the way that we look at all these amazing female actresses. So I definitely think that people like Oprah Winfrey and Sue Kravitz or Nicole Kidman, which did at Beautiful, which are definitely those winners that represent all those courses as well.
Now, so many of the stars, I think it was noticed quite quickly, were dressed all in black. Why was this the case?
Oh, yeah, this is the chic black line, like Meryl Streep says, is about stars who wore black as a show of solidarity with sexual harassment causes and gender equality issues. So, yeah, it's quite a bold statement.
And also, a lot of these same stars were also wearing a badge that said hashtag Time's Up. So what was the meaning behind these badges?
Oh, yeah. The Time's Up movement was formed in 2018. It's a movement against sexual harassment. Mm-hmm. And it was created in response to the Weinstein effect and the Me Too campaign as well.
Yes.
So it's about sexual harassment at work.
Mm. Well, it's so amazing, I guess, that, as you said before, the kind of the main focus now isn't so much on the stars, but kind of the social issues that the industry is facing at the moment. Now, if you just joined us here on The Daily, we're chatting to Ikaro Ibanez-Arisifta, lecturer in Creative Industries Faculty, about the 2018 Golden Globes. Now, do you think the fashion statements that were made by stars wearing all black or by the Time's Up badges, do you think these statements have an impact on the issues that the industry is facing?
Absolutely, 100%. There is so many people that follow the Golden Globes for so many reasons, like from the you know, the recognition to the talent to the from the fashion. So that's a big audience watching those stars, and I think it's so incredible and that all of these stars decided to make a statement make everybody, start this conversation or continue this conversation that hasn't been that much in the open. Mm. So I think it's incredible that the stars are deciding to do it. And I think that it definitely has an impact.
I think one main concern that a lot of people have is that, you know, when we have kind of a light shone on these issues, you know, when, you know, stars kind of come out in solidarity, it hits the news and it's in the papers, but then, you know, kind of something else happens in the news and kind of the focus shifts away. Do you think that's likely to happen here, or do you think because it was so many stars at such a big event that we're going to see the limelight continue to shine on these issues that that the industry is facing?
Yeah, I think definitely this is a conversation that will stay alive. I think there is a very big momentum, and I think there is no going back with this issue, because it's very important, it's very serious, and it touches a lot of people. So I definitely think that this is like a new era for on how do we approach and how we deal with all of these issues. So definitely something has shifted.
I think it was, you know, I found personally kind of watching the coverage and all of this, I found it quite encouraging to see this happening. And I think particularly for me and for a lot of other people, Oprah Winfrey created quite a stir with her speech. Some even suggesting that she run for president of the US. Why do you think her speech resonated so well with the audience?
Well, I think there is a lot of people out there that are very disenchanted with the actual presidency of the United States at the moment. And I think Oprah is somebody that a lot of people in many spheres admire. And she's an amazing leader. And she knows how to stand for a cause very well. And she's one of the most powerful women in the world, I think. And I think she, to be honest, I think she would make a great president.
And just as a final point, I guess, you know, we've had this from the Golden Globes, and as you say, the conversation will continue. And do you think that will kind of spill over into the other big award ceremonies that we have? Do you think we're going to see similar shows of solidarity through fashion?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As I said earlier, I think this is a before and after. Mm. So I think this is the, you know, as the campaign, the Time's Up says, I think this is like a new era. To deal with all of these issues, and I definitely think that this will continue in the other ceremonies, in the other award events.
Mm. Well, Ikaro, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. We really appreciate you making the time.
Well, thank you.